So welcome everyone to Carving a New Path. My name is Andrea Hyland. Hi, Karen. I am the host of this show and Karen Porter is here with me. So before we start our conversation, I want to just share a few things, especially for anyone who's new listening to this. This podcast began in 2020 in response to all the change that people were experiencing it. And so Carving a New Path was about sometimes when things end, it may seem like the, you don't know where you're going next, and yet something can be birthed out of that void. So the conversations and guests have listened to their inner voice. They have birthed new ways of being in the world. And certainly conscious self-evolution as a topic is about becoming more aware of what's changing and make conscious choices around it. So this is the fourth show in a series that Karen Porter and I are doing about conscious self-evolution using Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, 52 Codes for Conscious Self-Evolution. And today's show is called Conscious Self-Evolution, Relax, Release, Allow. Ooh, so before we get into the code and all of that, anything you'd like to say to the listeners, Karen?
Now I'm ready to dive in.
All right. So I'll just start. I have been writing a series of blogs for, or not blogs, articles for On Purpose Woman magazine, and then I've put them into blog form on my website, andreahyland.com. And so I'm going to just start out by reading the code and reading two paragraphs that I wrote to give you a little bit of context about this. So code seven is release your local mind's constant scanning for what needs to be done. In any creative process, there is an ebb and flow. You have a flash of an idea to write a book or start a business, or move to another location. And it might seem like a crazy idea to some, but to you, this idea makes sense. It is in alignment with your vision and life purpose. You don't have all the answers to why, because how could you? This is a quest to discover more about yourself in the process. This isn't about just getting it done. So that's why you don't want your local mind to be scanning, like, what's the thing I need to be doing? Well, if it's something new, you may not know yet. But as you follow your intuition and you take action steps, which is the flow, you find yourself at a fork in the road, which is the ebb. You wonder, which way do I go? What's next? You feel uncertain. You may feel frantic trying to figure it out, judging yourself for not having the answers or not doing it right, frustrated that there is no forward movement. This is where you learn to engage the power of the pause. So I will stop with that. And I just wonder what is coming up for you about release your local mind's constant scanning for what needs to be done.
Right. Several things came up. I think that, part of my brain, maybe everybody's brain, is the mistaken belief that if I only do the right thing, I won't have any problems. So
That's
that's why I have to. That's why I have to scan and analyze and weigh the options and, oh my God, drive myself crazy in the mood.
as if there's only one right way. I have to get the right answer.
But it's like I want bubble wrap and I want to be protected and I don't want any surprises or bumps or any tripping up or falling down or any of that stuff. So that I think the worry about, ooh, next move, next move, next move is somehow governed by the, mistaken assumption that if I'm, if I only choose right, there is like one right way, and if I, just go directly to that, then no problems. Is, easy peasy. And the other thing that came up is like, where, when do we, how did it get imprinted that we need to do that kind of scanning and analysis and micro decision making? It's like a baby learning to walk. Like with abandon, they just know they want to get to their mom or their dad, and they just kind of fling themselves in that direction. When I, you need to go up the steps, you don't say, "Our first, I need to stand up out of this chair, point myself in the direction of the steps." You don't talk yourself through every, micro movement of, like left foot up, that kind of thing. But yet we do that kind of process, and it's torturous. It can be when thinking that, I did my 5-year plan, and then my 5-year plan on day one, this has to happen, and then on day two, the next thing will happen, and it's like, no. I just have the wondering of, how did all that mess kind of take root?
It's interesting. I feel like there's probably a number of reasons that it takes root. One, we don't live like the world hasn't caught up with the idea that we can live guided by our intuition. And so we're getting from the outside world the questions as if we're supposed to have everything figured out, and yet when we tune back into more of a nature-based living, recognizing that the trees know when to bloom and the like things come when they come, they know when to when the leaves are going to change because there's like clues that start to come from the environment around them. And we actually have that too. It's just that we haven't been taught that, or we haven't been allowed to live our lives like that. I mean, I remember when I was, when a lot of things were changing. My husband had died. I was still homeschooling my youngest daughter. And we started going to Jonas Brothers concerts, and that was part of our healing. And also, it really was a time of remembering what it was to dream and to tap into inspiration. And I remember telling a few people I was going to do this video series called Open to Inspiration. And I remember one of my friends just going, "Well, what do you mean, open to inspiration?" And it's like, well, that you get these downloads or these insights or these ahas, and you open to them, and you ask some more questions, or you take a step towards it. And this was like 2009, and so it wasn't that long ago, but there were just things that, to me, that signified that somehow I'd had circumstances in my life that taught me that that was that there weren't answers, and that the answers actually were coming through inspiration or intuition. Because I don't know that I, that if you're living in an environment where that's not a normal part of your life, or you respond to it. You say, oh, wait, I've got this inspiration. I think I'm going to do that. And all around you, you've got people saying, well, why would you do that? Or that's kind of crazy, or you're going to get hurt, or whatever the like negative things are that have stopped us from actually tapping in to our intuition and inspiration. So I feel like because it's been such a natural part of our lives, your life, my life, for so long, like we can have conversations about, well, I'm in the process of knowing. It's not, which is an evolutionary women phrase from Lucky Sweeney. It's like, I'm in the process of knowing. It's coming. I just don't have the next step yet. It can be normalized. So why didn't we have it? I think we had it as children, but the world around us wasn't accepting or reflecting that as normal. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's what it is. We were born with it, and then it got shut down through just living. And things are changing in the world. There are more people who are realizing that, one of the things that I feel is helpful at this step is that if you remember the aha that you had, the flash of an idea, and you have the you realize there's something leading you on this path, and then you get to this crossroads and you're not sure what's next, and it's as if all the ideas stopped. It's like, whoa, did I imagine that? Where's the, I don't have any insight at this point. That just being in a place of holding the vision and waiting for the next idea to come, the next instruction to come, and allowing some spaciousness for that. Yeah, something about that pause. And there's something that Barbara says in her book. She says, invite the local mind. So the local mind is like the mind that's thinking about how to, oh, I need to eat. Oh, I'm going to go prepare a sandwich. Oh, it's the day-to-day details of life. So that is like figuring out what are the details, what's the next step I need to take, what all of that versus the higher mind. So invite the local mind to relax and follow the inspiration of the higher mind, taking responsibility for your thoughts and making conscious choices moment by moment. Allow the higher mind, the heart connection, to secure itself at a stable frequency, for that connection knows what needs to be done in every moment spontaneously, which might be sit. Rest. Like that may be the instruction. So it's like, I'm not getting any action steps. But one of the things that I wanted to say that I say to my clients is, if there's something that you want to create and you've had kind of an aha about creating it, what clues are arriving around you? What's appearing in your day-to-day that is continuing to point you in that direction? Because I feel like sometimes the thing that we want came out of our local mind, and it's actually not the next step for our higher mind. Local mind can hang on to the things that we think we should be doing. Oh, I'm a woman. I should be doing this. Oh, I'm a certain age. I should be doing this. Local mind likes to grab on to those things, like, or everybody else is doing that. I guess I should be doing that, whether it's your family, your community, the world. If there are no clues appearing around you that are telling you to keep going in that direction, then I would say this is the perfect time to pause. And you can do something else to prepare. when the bus starts moving again, when the train starts moving again, when you get the clue. But let go of the attachment to making something happen. Yeah.
One of the boys' favorite. We read Frog and Toad, and well, I think the favorite story was when they planted a garden, and I forget if it was Frog or Toad, who just kept staring at the ground and then started yelling, "Grow, grow, grow!"
Right. Yeah.
It's like, the seeds have, yes, you did the action of getting the seed into the ground, but the seed kind of has to rest a little bit, and then things start happening, It's definitely,
That's it exactly.
rather than steps, you see the whole process is as being in flow. That you don't, it's not doing A, B, and C. It's realizing that, A and B and C will get done eventually. And there, one, two, three also, and a lot of other things, and you're going to have some fun during it, and daydream during it, and a lot, there are a lot of components that go into the whole process that aren't in a schedule or a day book or a timer. And there's no need to, if you like to make lists, go ahead and make lists. What am I to, rain on your parade? But I think this, what it's like, okay, I can throw the lists out. This code was saying to me that, yeah, it's just trust. You ask for the guidance, and then you need to trust the higher self that it's all going to get done. And if it doesn't, it didn't need to get done. And yeah, it's all good.
Well, and I would say also that one of the tips for this place is that sometimes there's something. Okay, I'm like going back and forth with this. So you have an aha, you're moving forward with something, and the thing that you're moving forward with could be a solution that feels timely, like that you need to have something happening with it for w whatever reason. And so there, number one, I would say have practices that take care of your nervous system, whether that's moving your body, breathing, writing in a journal, connecting with nature in some way. I mean, connecting with nature can be just looking outside out the window at a tree, or there happens to be a squirrel that likes this tree out this window that cracks me up. It's like gymnastics are happening out there. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what the next action step is, but I see squirrel, you have lots of gymnastics going on. So whatever brings you some joy, relaxation, pleasure into your body, and then recognize if there's grief that's there also, because sometimes these pauses that we have is because something needs to happen to prepare you for the next step. And prepare, not like, I need to hold on tight because a roller coaster is about to happen or a tornado. It doesn't have to be something bad. It can be like you get the phone call and oh, here is my next step to go do this thing. So having those practices, and also I think nourishing your creativity. Like, you are such a creative person, Karen, and you always have a project going on. And, that could, I mean, and for anyone who doesn't, it could be writing, singing, dancing, making art, writing songs, reading books, watching films, something that nourishes your creativity or your creative mind that can help you detach from the constant scanning for what needs to happen. And then the other thing that comes to me is think spaciousness, like no grasping for answers. Not, I mean, even though I was just saying, watch films, dance, whatever, it's not about busyness. It's you can be purposeful in your activities, and sometimes occupying yourself with something, do the dishes, go run an errand, can just take your mind off of the thing you think is that's supposed to happen next.
Yeah, and if we can let go of the constant need of doing, and embrace more the practice of being, then all that natural ebb and flow will just become a very routine dance.
Yeah, I was just looking to see if there was anything else in her in this chapter, and actually one of it is also to ask for higher guidance, you know. And as Karen and I were getting on this call, she was saying, it seems like we talked about this last week. And so something that I just wanted to presence for everyone is that yes, we're looking at individual codes in kind of a linear way to talk about it, and they're all interconnected. And so, you know, you may be like, I have a flash of an idea. I do this. Oh, wait, I'm at a pause. I don't know what to do next. Oh, I've got another flash of an idea, you know. And so you can go back and forth between these codes, and then there's some movement where we'll get into some of those in the next few podcasts about when you're actually seeing things come into form. And I may have told the story last week, but I also put it in the blog for this one, is that sometimes you'll get like a directive, you know, and like I was just cleaning out something out of a cabinet when I was sharing a house with a bunch of people, and I put my hand on like the shampoo or something, and I all of a sudden felt this energy of it's time to move. And I was like, move? Are we moving? Are we all moving? Am just I moving? Where am I going? And then there was nothing else that came, but it was so strong that it caught my attention, you know. And so something that I mentioned in this code also is prepare. I was actually talking to a client earlier today about book publishing, and we were talking about how oh, and it was Sabine Cruz who wrote the book Activate Your Highest Potential for Sacred Geometry, and we were doing a private call for the incubator to talk about her process of book publishing. But I could just share this with you because she's talked about it publicly, that there was a point where she thought she was going to publish her book, and then there were just some other things that needed to happen in her life, you know, and other things that could happen in anybody's life are you realize you're going to move. And so it was like the forward movement on her book, there was some things happening, but it wasn't time to publish it yet. And her book actually was published in on August 8th, 2023, and it was perfect timing. There are things that just come up for any of us in a process of forward movement, where we, I mean, you're talking about, you know, at some point in probably the next 10 years, you and David will move. And maybe it'll be in 6 months, but right now it's a future thing. It's like years from now. And so you're aware of some preparation that's going to happen so that it doesn't all happen at once. And so before you get your clear download of when it's going to happen, you can look around at maybe clearing space or taking care of paperwork or making some donations, whatever the details of your life are. And I was talking with someone else who is job hunting, and we were talking about how she wants to do something different, and she has some ideas about what that is, but it hasn't come into form. Like, she's got some flashes of ideas, ended up going to a conference to meet some people. So we were talking about, oh, well, since you don't know what the next step is, what would the preparation be for that? And so, we were talking about things like, do you want to cook chili and put it in the freezer? Like, it doesn't feel like it's that close that you want to do some stuff in your house. And she goes, no, everything feels ready and everything. And it was like, well, maybe there was a speaker that you saw at the conference, and there's a book that the speaker wrote, and you want to read that book. Like, that could be the next step when you're at a pause for something. It's not about getting busy or anything. There's something about preparation so that you're getting ready for the shift. And what is that? Do the laundry and the dishes, or read the book, or go to that coffee shop you've been wanting to go to, because if you take that job, you may be moving, I mean, who knows what those things are.
And it could be that it's less about what you do and more about how you do it.
That's true. That's true. So, what Barbara's saying here is ask your universal self for guidance, because that self knows. Then trust the process of creation within you. And when you do know what needs to be done, it can be carried out efficiently, effectively, and often spontaneously as part of the larger design of evolution. Emergence of a more complex and harmonious order. So I was thinking, I was contemplating today, where am I in the process of these steps? Because I'm in California. I've had the incubator going on. I just posted day 100 of the writing prompts. And I'm actually going to write five more because I wanted to talk about the Barbie movie and the evolution that we can see in that film that's showing what it would be like to be in a female-dominated world where Ken has the role of Beach. And he is just waiting for Barbie's attention. He's just waiting for the attention, the way I will say, as a woman, I have waited for a man's attention. But the roles were switched there. And then he learns about, so Barbie has an existential crisis and needs to go out into the real world to discover something about herself. Ken goes with her. And he discovers the patriarchy and he brings it back to Barbie land, and the patriarchy comes. So I wanted to write about that in the incubator and what we can learn from that film, and how it is actually it's part of the evolutionary process that's going on right now, that we know that the world is out of balance. Whether we were living in a world that is all about Barbie or living in a world that has patriarchal structures and systems, which is the world that we live in. And it's not good for women, and it's not good for men to be in that kind of world, because in the Barbie movie, we saw that it wasn't good for Ken. He realized there were things that he missed about his old life. So yeah. So anyway, so I'm in a completion, and so I'm looking at is this the pause? Have I had a flash of an idea that is next? Yes, I'm coming to Seattle, where I will be staying with you in person soon. So I know what that is. So now it's about preparing. So I guess I am at this step. Pause. I'm at the crossroads. Prepare for the ending here and the beginning in Seattle, and then we'll see where we go from there. All right. Anything else? I know I've been talking away. I've been talking away today.
Not a problem. Yeah, it's yeah, I'm not really sure where I am in the process because I have a feeling of I'm in process, but I don't know of what. And I'll be going when you come to Seattle, I'll be going for treatment. So I'll be away for a while. So yeah, it's like what needs to or what is presenting itself as possibility like right now in the next like 3 weeks, before that, healing and exploration process begins. So yeah, it's I'm in the process of knowing, and
Yes, yes.
so yeah, I'll stay tuned and see what unfolds.
For sure. All right. So does that feel like a wrap?
Sounds good.
All right, see, we're in this relaxing place, everyone. So I hope that you feel that what that is like to relax at this stage. And next time we meet, Karen and I are going to talk about code 15. See
Ooh.
yourself as a universal presence manifesting in physical form. See yourself as a universal presence manifesting in physical form. So stay tuned, everyone. And thank you so much for being here. And I would love to know what is going on in your life. Do you relate to this step? Do you feel like you're one of the other steps? Yeah, share with us in the comments. Love to hear from you. So thanks, Karen, as always. See ya.